This story is about you, the one reading this. Stay with me as I define you the best way that I can. After this, it will be as if we have known each other since the very beginning. Firstly, congratulations to you, you have gentle patience. Many people would not have entertained me this far. Note that I have used mild words deliberately because of your volatility. On some days, you have it, and on others, you simply don't. You could be better. However, through your imperfections, you only desire to be understood, particularly by those you love. Whether you had a fallout with them or are alienated from expressing emotions properly on certain days, you just want to be understood. This implies that if a gadget could be invented to read loved ones' minds, you'd put your hand up. And you'd be amongst the highest bidders as a testimony to your awesomeness. This tech would keep those you care about in the loop of the current events in your physiological sphere, including the scheduling of alarms to avoid your no-go zone during your inescapable falls. This would mean that they now know and will remain knowing forever. To them, you desire to mean well. To all else, it's a negligible affair. How am I doing so far? Am I lukewarm? Well, thanks for that. Like you, I'm sometimes quite agreeable. For instance, I tend to restrain from controversy by using mildly tempered words like lukewarm. This implies that I'm pulling only a little from a guest's resources while affording myself time to make a stronger case. I will admit, this works well in the summer when people are jovial. It appears that I also need a reminder alarm for the seismic hurt of trying this technique during the winter. So far, I can't seem to nail it. Wow! You are still reading, so my somewhat tempered message is drifting down to you and your hosts. Let me introduce them to you. And I promise to use basic language. Firstly, we have the feistiest but sometimes mellow, warmly welcome to MR and Mrs. Atom. They are the Atoms. The Atom family, if you like. They say their union has been going strong even before the Big Bang, or the day the big bosses decided to set the universe in motion. Question their secret? A. Attraction and mortgages. They are incredibly attracted to each other. You might say they are charge opposites. It's that strong. But it does not end there. They also have an uncanny ability to construct complex structures called compound atoms, or molecules, something to that extent. Imagine it as a large marriage of the atoms family, that's exactly what it is. And their unassuming nature tricked even the gods themselves. Because, voila, here you are. Science calls people like you and me a one large project of the atoms. We are a single, super large, and supposedly conscious block of atoms. This is why I said you and I are the same. Get it now? I knew you would. But before I move on, I must add that a large fair or exhibition is happening inside you in real time. In real space and time. And the attendees are here to impress. The atoms started it, but other guests also started following. No one knows for sure if they were invited. But all have a brick and mortar nature to this property which is you. Hence I called them the mortgage experts. And not even the gods can dispute that. Ever wondered why you're such a mess? That is why. But don't despair, perhaps that tool may be available someday. Just for your loved ones to know that it wasn't your fault. It is the fault of the atoms, and those childish quarks, and the hideous bosons who hid for so long that science had to invent some silly expensive collider machine just to expose them. But, I must add, they do serve as a nice reminder, call it a cute notice. Let me explain. Huh, you think bosons are shy? Wait till you meet their cousins. I personally don't believe that we will ever find those. For instance, some scientists mentioned that we'd have to invent a machine larger than the sun to discover what lies below the bosons. LOL. At this stage, we think the sun could be pretty big, like really big. Or is it? So who would want to build something bigger than that? Yawn. Question, what's take on the matter? Answer, I feel as though scientists have been afforded too much lab marijuana to smoke. Fancy me an answer, how did we get from cool concepts like cosmic background microwaves to this? This is completely unscientific, NXA. We'd all have to starve just to give our precious pennies to science to fund this ginormous waste of time. A waste of time because they, too, those shy cousins, have even sure cousins, and this silly game goes ad infinitum. It is clear to me that the shares do not want any publicity. But we don't want to respect that. We are humans, after all. And guess what? They're inside you as well. Ever wondered why you couldn't quite understand yourself? Why you're such a grand puzzle? Well, now you know. But do not despair. Because you are the epicenter of it all. Forget what science says about you not being the center. You are absolutely the center. You're just not in the center alone because there are multiple centers. Actually, everyone is at the center. But your center rocks. Others just rock in different ways. Let me explain. The scale up and down is the same. The same is true for the west and east. What I mean is that there is no actual center, per se. Therefore, we have the domain to create our own center in this unparalleled exhibition of life. Now you see why the uncles and aunts of the boson will never be found using mere tools. They are the tools themselves. Yeah, I am also scratching my head. This is bewildering. But bravo to you. It seems you have chosen a fairly large table, which puts you right at the Goldilocks. A place not too far, but also not too near. The epicenter, like you rightfully deserve. This zone can be seen in your pursuits, fairly good choices, family, and unnerving patience to read relative nonsense. You are the material that legends are made of. You said it, and it was done, the power of the tongue. This is why you are at the center of it all, and by your choices, you're unmoving. But let us talk of the Goldilocks zone. It has multiple frontiers to it as well, and your mind is tailored to explore and play with it as much as responsibly possible. Jack, the Grim Reaper, played with it by scaring the scared out of their lungs. But always defended good against bad. He made that choice, and the heavens affirmed it and kept his Goldilocks clean and open. The same is true for you, but it goes down to choices. You can make many and choose which are best suited to you. Or fail forward in doing so. And apart from being aspirational, whatever that means to you, you also eat, sleep and play. I guess these are unavoidable for you. If I were to write about you, I would go for a long time. That is because of how interesting you are as a human being. Only one of you is or will ever be made in the factory of life. Ponder on that for a second. In you, there are trillions upon trillions of the atom family. All feasting. And each has a unique personality that will take forever to describe. Do not even get me started on the other guests. Beneath it all, there is a pool of pure, moving energy that is very vibrant, and it's in you as well. If I were to describe that part of you, then I'd have to cry in amazement. And true men never used to cry. Sorry, I am a woman reading this. But it is written by a man, hence the previous statement. But that's you, and this puts many of us under intense pressure to ensure we bring our A-game to you by delivering texts worth your time. We value you, and we now understand you. We have been warmly welcomed into your home. And you taught us about the bosons and the Goldilocks or Goljoldies, as you call them. Because to you, the term oldies is very mysterious, and now you know that it's all relative. Mostly relative to nothing, which is why rebirths don't trouble the gods. That ledger will never be full by just having kids, and they're all these. The blueprint is live, and the gods need a tougher challenge. I hope I did fairly well. Also feel obliged to recommend that I try my sorry luck on a different topic, and I promise that I will do my best. Bye for now.